Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so years and years and years ago, he met a dude that was really responsible for allowing him to live his authentic life. And it has been years, and he's never had a chance to thank this dude. Now, we don't know who the guy is we're looking for, and it's not anywhere near where we're doing the show from. So we all know that some of you guys just love going online and being online detectives. And I think that's who we're calling on today.
Well, that and also because we have a podcast, people in Australia listen to us. People in the UK listen to us. People listen to us everywhere, and it's very exciting. Hello, Canada.
Hey.
Hey. All right, so the email reads, "Hey, Burt Show, love you all, P1 since day one. What you do for the community is so amazing. Here's the thing. I am an out and proud gay man and enjoy my life. I came out when I was 15 years old, and I am currently 45. So you can imagine coming out in the early 90s was not really the gag. To be honest, I wasn't even sure what was going on with me. It was all very confusing. I knew I was different, but I didn't have a full picture. I didn't understand. Then my freshman year of high school, I met a guy named Paul, who was definitely out. We were in a theater production together, and we got to know each other. Meeting and getting to know Paul made everything click for me. This was the first time I saw myself, and the world made sense. There was nothing romantic about our relationship, and that is not what this email is about. For years, I have been looking for Paul because I want to thank him for showing up in my life as the most authentic self and allowing me to see myself in him. I've tried to find him on social media, but have had no luck. I think about Paul often and hope he is well and has an amazing life. It just goes to show you that you never know how powerful these moments are. This person just showed up one day and changed my life forever. For that, I would like to thank him. The only information I have, Paul, how would you say, Sevigny?
Sevigny.
It's like that Chloe.
Sevigny.
Chloe Sevigny.
Is that how you say her name?
That's how I say her name.
All right. Well, it's Paul Sevigny. Graduated from Watkins Mill High School in Gaithersburg, Maryland in 1992. He went to Ithaca College in New York, and the play they did together was You Can't Take It With You, and he played Grandpa.
Okay, so maybe we can put that email without the name up on our website. And for some of you guys that are so good at going online and finding people, in fact, wasn't it you, Mo, that we were trying to keep your identity like silent and somebody figured out who you were based on like the cuff of a pant?
Yes, yes.
Explain that.
That was when I was first joining the show, and I think you guys had posted like a shadow-like image of myself, and then somehow, some way, between people figuring out who Burt followed and didn't follow, they were able to go back to a picture of mine that was from years ago, and because the cuff on my jeans, the way that my jeans were cuffed onto my shoes, they knew that it was me because I guess you posted something on your story that just showed my shoes. So it just all they saw was my shoes and the way my jeans were cuffed, and somehow they were able to figure out who I was from that alone.
We got way smarter with Abby.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Zero, right? All right, so this would be really cool to be able to reunite them and imagine how life-changing that person was. Even at the moment, they weren't romantically involved or anything, but this dude needed a role model, somebody that has been out, was comfortable with himself because he didn't know how to navigate through that. This dude comes in his life life, and he's never had a chance to thank him.
I love this so much. And it wasn't, he needed a role model, and in this this man named Paul, unintentional, wasn't seeking to be a mentor, was just being himself. And that, I think that's what's so beautiful about the story. And I love that this listener wants to thank him. I think it's so sweet. Here, I mean, we're talking, this is 30 years later, and this still has had an impact. And he feels so strong about this, he's reached out to us to find him.
This would be a pretty cool Pride Month story right here.
Yeah.
People say life-changing a little too often, but this was actually life-changing.
For sure. So we'll put this up online at thebirdshow.com. And if you feel like you got a couple hours at work today that you feel like wasting because you really don't want to work, then maybe you can do some sleuthing for us.
You do that, or if you're listening and you know who this Paul person is, like you have... that would be so magical if the person listening or whoever listens on the podcast later has a connection with Paul and can put these two people together.
That would be destiny right there.
It would totally be destiny.
All right, also, we have a Pride line set up this month here. So in honor of Pride Month, we want to give you the opportunity to tell us who you are proud of in the LGBTQ+ community.
In honor of Pride Month, The Bird Show wants you to tell everyone who you are proud of in the LGBTQ+ community. Call now, 404-954-1360.
This is Brittany Callie DeWitt from Houston, Georgia. Wanted to give a huge shout out to one of my best friends, Alan Beck. We've been friends for over 15 years. He's from Dublin, Georgia. We grew up in a strict Pentecostal church environment, and when he chose to choose his truth, he lost many friends, including family. I wanted to let him know that I'm so very proud of him for living his truth and letting my kids and other people know it is always the best to be your true self. We love you, Uncle Alan. And
then there's Cynthia from Gainesville.
Hi, my name's Cynthia. I'm a teacher, and I am proud of all of my students that belong to the beautiful rainbow. I actually have a pride flag in my room indicating that my room is a safe space, and those students feel like it's okay to come out to me and talk to me, and I am proud for all of them for living their truth, and for those that have not come out yet to their family members, I pray that they find the peace and acceptance that if they can tell me, they can tell anybody. And I'm also very proud of my daughter, who is also part of that beautiful rainbow, and the fact that she came out to me in middle school.
Hey, I want to call the line and thank Cynthia for having such an open dialogue with her students right there, because you don't know who you can talk to.
That's the quintessential ally right there.
All right, so if you've got somebody you want to give a shout out to for Pride Month, hit our Pride line, 404-954-1360.
The Bird Show.